session please come to order. Members, please vote to signify their presence. Have all members voted? All members voted. All members voted. Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning.
May we stand for the invocation?
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit of me. If Christ is born, glorify him. O Lord, enlighten us with the words of thy wisdom. Trust in the Lord and do good and live in the land and be saved. Seek your happiness in the Lord and he will give you your heart's desire. Give yourself to the Lord, trust in him, and he will help you. He will make your righteousness shine like the noonday sun. Be patient and wait for the Lord to act. Don't be worried about those who prosper or those who succeed in their evil plans. Don't give in to worry or anger. It only leads to trouble. Those who trust in the Lord will possess the land, but the wicked will be driven out. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. O Lord, give thy blessing. Amen.
Secretary, certify as correctness the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the first legislative day and joint supplement number 13.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move the journal for the first legislative day and joint supplement number 13 be approved or certified.
Objection. So ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Do we have communications this morning?
January 9, from Harold Reynolds, Commissioner, Department of Education, subject School District Capital Budget Requests. This report is submitted in accordance with AS 1411-10B4. It contains a list of the FY84 capital improvement requests for regional education attendance areas and the municipal school districts. This will be on file. Dear Mr. President, from the Department of Revenue, pursuant to the provisions of Alaska Statutes 43.835C, the Commissioner of Revenue is required to submit a report to the legislature by the third Monday of each January. I respectfully report the following information. No amounts were appropriated from the general fund for the payment of interest or on revenue anticipation notes for the fiscal year ended June 30, 1983. On revenue anticipation notes for the fiscal year, June 30, 1984, no amount is anticipated. On revenue anticipation notes for the fiscal year ending June 30, 1985, no amount is forecast. Sincerely, Robert B. Heath. This communication will also be on file. Those are the communications.
Are there reports of standing or special committees?
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 26, providing for the immunity from civil liability for certain persons who render services in response to hazardous materials emergencies. Senator Ray Chairman signed no recommendation. Signing do pass were Senator Ziegler, Josephson, Pajon, and Eliason. Senate Bill 26 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for calendar placement.
That is the only standing committee report today.
There are bills for introduction this morning.
Senate Bill number 341 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council, an act amending statutory references to the Pacific time zone and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 342 by Senators Bates, Kurtula, and Hofford, an act amending the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act.
Resources, Finance.
Those are the new bills today, Mr. President.
Do we have unfinished business this morning? Senator Ziegler, you have the floor, sir.
Three things, Mr. President. Number one is, when we were discussing the Paratrovich citation yesterday, I neglected to say that Senator Josephson likewise served with Frank. That was my error, and I apologize. And if I've overlooked anybody else, I'm sorry for that, too. Secondly, Senator Pettyjohn my girl Landa and I are all notaries, and we'd be glad to notarize any documents for anybody at any time. And thirdly, I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call, on the second Tuesday of each and every month for the duration. Business.
No objection. So ordered. Announcement of committee meetings this morning. Committee meeting announcements. As you know, there is a joint session for this evening at 7 p.m. You have the floor, Resource Chairperson.
Mr. President, yesterday I announced the two meetings this week. I'd like to carry through for Monday, January the 16th at 2:30 in the Belts Room. We'll be having a Resources Committee meeting, and the subject of that meeting will be SJR 29, supporting the variance requested by the pulp mills of Southeast Alaska. And then that same Monday at 3 o'clock in Senate Finance, the House Resources Committee will be reviewing the new royalty oil contracts, or the rewritten contracts, and all interested committee members or members of this body are invited.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I have a parliamentary inquiry. As a chairman of a committee, and I suppose this will bother some of the other chairmen, at least it does me, I have a bills that are referred to me on as a first committee of referral. And under the five-day rule, I wonder if it's proper for me to bring those bills up in committee for no other reason than assignment to subcommittee. There's no actual work taken on them, but they are taken up as a matter of business. And I wonder if this is proper under the rules, or do you have to wait for the five-day notification?
I had ruled that that's in-house bookkeeping, and you can proceed and assign. Are there...
Mr. President.
You have the floor.
On committee announcements, a reminder, Finance Committee tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Finance, 9 a.m. tomorrow. Had revenue projections this morning. It was an interesting meeting. You have the floor.
Mr. Chairman, may we revert to unfinished business?
Without objection, we revert.
I would... move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call, from December 13th through December 21st. January. Excuse me, I'm a month behind. For state business.
Without objection, both December and January. Are there items under special orders this morning? You have the floor, Rules Chairperson.
No, I'm still under announcements, Mr. President. I apologize. The Ethics Committee, Conference Committee, will be at 3 o'clock today in the Butrovich Room. Any member who is interested can have copies of the analysis between the differences between the House and the Senate and how the administration proposed bill will mesh into the legislative version. So any member who's interested, that's available for them.
Thank you. Ethics legislation, 3 p.m. Senator Ray?
You know where the business to come before the Senate. I move we recess at 7 p.m. to this evening for a joint session in the House for the governor's state of the state message.
The objection, we recess to 7 p.m.
Mr. Senator,
dispense with it because it's not a meeting that we have to vote.
Then we'll meet in joint session.
We'll meet in
Mr.
joint
President.
Session, come back for adjournment. You have the floor, Senator.
Before we adjourn, could we refer to unfinished business again?
Without objection, Senator.
With the permission of the chairman of the Finance Committee, I'd like to request that Senate Bill 222, relating to the organization of DNR, substituting references in the Alaska statutes to the Department of Commissioner for reference in the Division of Lands and the Director of the Division of Lands, be returned to Resources Committee for further work.
There has been a request and a motion that bill be returned to Resources. I see no objection. And undoubtedly have discussed it. So ordered. We are recessed to convene.